Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
South Bay Congressman Ro Khanna said yesterday he will not join the race to replace Senator Dianne Feinstein when she retires at the end of her term, something that had been rumored for months. Khanna says instead he'll endorse Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who's running against fellow House members Katie Porter and Adam Schiff. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandolo. Mark, thanks for joining us. How surprising was this for you?
It's not shocking. I guess, you know, what's interesting, and you point out both halves of the story. I mean, what's interesting about this is, first of all, the fact that, you know, Barbara Lee gets an endorsement and how much that can help her with progressives up and down the state, because she's trying to differentiate herself from Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, both of whom have a big national reputation for being leading progressives. But Barbara Lee from Oakland and Berkeley is clearly to their left, and I think she wants to galvanize that, and having Ro Khanna is a big help for her in terms of progressive support. But the other interesting half of the story is what it says about Ro Khanna himself. You know, he's been somebody who has talked very ambitiously, both himself and people about him. He was very involved in Bernie Sanders' campaign, and a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters see him as sort of the next progressive to lead the national torch. And there have been a lot of folks who talk about him possibly running for president. And when Feinstein's Senate seat became available, that was a natural path that a lot of people, and Khanna didn't do anything to dispel the rumors. He said he'd take a look at it. And people thought that maybe the Senate was the next step for him. It's not. And already, I mean, this was just yesterday on CNN that he, in response to a question, said, no, he's not going to run for Senate. He endorses Barbara Lee. Already this morning in political circles, there's talk about, okay, so does this mean that Khanna might run as early as 2024 for president if Biden doesn't run? Khanna himself says no, he's not going to do that. But unlike a lot of the national folks we talk about who are in their 70s or 80s or even approaching 90, Khanna is in his 40s. He's, I think, 46 years old, unless he had his 47th birthday, which means he's going to be somebody they may be talking about in progressive circles for national office for years, if not even decades to come.
So is this going to help Barbara Lee raise money, which is where she trails behind the other two?
It should. I mean, Khanna has great connections in Silicon Valley, parts of which he represents. And so Barbara Lee is a real long shot to win the Senate seat. So the calculations get complicated, but it's because, you know, in California, you've got the top two finishers in the primary go on and face off against each other. And what Khanna can help Lee do is raise money. But if she can galvanize behind him the progressives up and down the state, there is a chance that she finishes, let's say she finishes, you know, in the top two, and Schiff and Porter split the more moderate votes, if you can call them moderates, and a Republican sneaks in there as number two. It's possible then that you have Barbara Lee facing a Republican in November, and that's a slam dunk for the Democrats in California. So it makes what was a long shot for Barbara Lee, I guess I wouldn't call it that she's a front runner by any stretch, but it's basically not as much of a long shot as it was yesterday.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. That's KCBS political analyst Mark Sandolo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.